Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get a notepad, get a pen, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. We're going to take you into a message entitled, How to Rest in Your Soul. The Bible declares in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It is not a hard thing to obey God and God's commandments. The Bible said the commandments of God, they are not grievous. And when you come to Christ, repent of all your sins, get born again, you are able to do the word of God according to Ezekiel 36 verse 24 down to verse 27. The Bible also says in Genesis 2 verse 7 that he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and man became a living soul. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45, Paul declared that the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. Ezekiel 18 verse 4, the Bible said, All souls are mine, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. You are a soul with a spirit living in a body. That's the way the Bible teaches it. And I want you to know that when you repent of sin, come to Jesus, he'll give you his Holy Spirit, clean your life up, and you can live a life and never sin again. Yes, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but all do not have to keep sinning. You can get sin out of your life. One major preacher in the country just stated that under the new covenant and under grace that you can sin and there is no more penalty for sin. That is a lie, and the truth is not in that preacher, because the Bible says that all souls are mine and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 still say, God is not mocked, whatever a man sow, that shall he also reap. Under the new covenant, under grace, it is still intact. So I want to preach to you today how to rest in your soul. To rest in your soul, you got to get sin out of your life, because if you in sin, there is no rest. And any teaching and preaching that tells us that we are still righteous when we sinning is a lie. That did not come from God. It did not come from this Bible. It came out of some preacher's mind and heart, and it was inspired by demons. And God is raising up a righteous generation in our day and time that's going to call sin, sin, and righteousness, righteousness. So I want to invite you to go into the Word of God with me today, and let's learn how to rest in your soul. Let's go now into the broadcast. God bless you.
Come boldly, but the devil will make you run from him. Okay? Now, God want to fix people's souls. 1 Peter 2. I'm just laying a foundation based on what I taught on Sunday. Because if we don't meditate all the time on this revelation, you'll let it slip. The Bible said we ought to give earnest heed to the things which we have learned, lest at any time you'll let them slip. Do you know Satan? If there's anything Satan want to steal from you, he want to steal this revelation right here, that I'm a soul with a spirit living in a body. If he can steal this revelation from you, you can't go much further with God. And like I said, Derek Prince said that Lester Summerall, before he died, Lester Summerall was one of the greatest men in the charismatic movement. And before he died, he didn't teach the revelation of the soul, but he said, Derek Prince said, he said, we've done great things. The charismatic movement has been great. But if we don't learn about the soul and we don't get this revelation, we cannot go any further with God. You cannot go any further than where you are till you get this right. Cannot. So Satan knows that, and this is what he want to steal from you. This is, should be our meditation all day long, right here, because this is where your victory going to come from. All right, 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Now that scripture just as clear as day. How in the world folks get grace, cover, and let me sin and excuse me for sin out of all this Bible? How in the world they come up with just believe in the cross and you know, all of us going to sin, nobody can stop sin? How you get that out of these verses? Some twisted preacher twisting the word, that's how you got it. That Bible said, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. That Bible said we're supposed to be living unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Then it said, watch this, for you were as sheep going astray, but now you return to the shepherd and bishop of your spirit, body. I'm just making a point. This is it. If you don't grasp this, this worth sitting in church for, folks. You know why? Because this hold the key to your happiness. This hold the key to your peace. This hold the key to you keeping your mind together. Folks losing their mind now. Y'all know that? People losing their mind. This right here holds the key to everything. All your joy, all your happiness, all your success, and eternal life when this life is over. Right here. Jesus want to be the shepherd and bishop of your soul. He ain't never told no preacher to watch for your spirit or your body. Every soul got sense or should have sense enough to take care of their body. You know your body hungry. You don't need no preacher telling you hungry, Peggy. You got to go eat today. No preacher watch for your body. You're supposed to watch for your own body. You don't have to watch for the spirit because the spirit designed by God to do God. He's going to talk to you only by God. He don't make no decision. Your spirit don't make no decision. He ain't going to make no decisions for you. He just going to tell you you're doing something that's not right there. You know that ain't right. That's all your spirit designed to do. You know you should obey God. That's what the spirit designed to do. So they watch for your soul. I don't understand folks that go to these churches where the following the preacher and the preacher don't know jack about the man's soul. That's the most funniest thing I've ever seen, you know. And especially when you learn about this and then you sit on the preacher still talking about feeding your spirit. Lord, have mercy. I don't understand. Double dose of ignorance. Not you guys. Jesus want to be the shepherd and bishop of your soul. Okay. Hebrews 13. Thank you, Lord. Anybody seeing this? All right, I'm going to ask some questions when I finish. Amen. Okay, Hebrews 13, 20. Watch this. Now, the God of peace, got all the peace in the world for you. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Notice we were sheep going astray. Now we've returned to the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Now he's the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. The scripture said, make you perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. The scripture said, make you perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. That's what people say. So this scripture is not true. Folks going to have to stand and look God in the eye. Having said hundreds of times while they're here on this earth, ain't nobody perfect. They're going to have to stand and look the Almighty God in the eye. And I don't know how you're going to pass that test. You're going to look God in the eyes. Ain't nobody perfect when the Bible said be perfect. I think I ought to try to find out what the Bible means by be perfect before I keep saying ain't nobody perfect. That's what I would do. Just find God might mean something that you're not thinking. You thinking from a human point of view. God thinking from a God point of view. So the Bible said, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you. See, the perfect God is in you. And all you got, see, you're full of him. Your spirit, it was empty, but now it's full of the Holy Ghost. All the power that made the whole world sitting down in your spirit, ready to flow through your soul. That Bible said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I want you to imagine this soul getting holy and imagine this water just unending flow, just pouring, pouring, and pouring, and it gets so full, it just starts flowing, flowing out of you, flowing out of your belly. Walk on your job, everybody get healed. Come on now. Walk in your home, all your rebellious children start acting right. Come on now. Walk in society, money just start running you down and you ain't even looking for prosperity. That's where we going, because the Bible said in the last days he going to pour out his spirit. And he said out of your belly going to flow rivers of living water. Glory to God. Just a constant flow. It ain't going to flow out of here. Going to want to flow out of the soul. Glory to God. It says, and I beseech well-pleasing in his sight, that you be perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. These scriptures are real. Now, I'm going to quote these. Mark 8, verse 34 through 36. Jesus said, If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And let me just turn to it. St. Mark chapter 8 and verse 34. It says, and when he had called the peoples unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever, this is whosoever, when you see whosoever will, this is what he's talking about. Will is in the soul. Choice is in the soul. Decisions come out of your soul. Everything is about the soul. So he said, whosoever will come after me, if you want to come after him, because he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You can't only just come to him just to get you a fix. Drug addicts do that. You know, you're just tired of feeling the pressure and you come to him just for a fix. God knows if you're coming just for a quick fix. You got to come for a permanent fix. And so he said, anybody want to come after me for a permanent fix? That's Curtis Lewis translation. Let him deny himself. The himself is the soul. You got to deny your soul of some things if you want the permanent fix. Let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life is the soul. This is the life, the soul. I know people teach that the spirit is a life, but that's a life on another level. That's God's life. That ain't you. This you right here. This is your life. Because at the end, when God sever the body away from the spirit and sever the spirit away from the soul, your soul going to stand for God, a whole person going to stand for God and give an account. Your whole soul. You're going to realize, if you don't believe it now, you're going to realize then that you're a soul. Amen. Okay, it says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. You want to save this? That's all I'm talking about right now. Okay, for what? Then he said, what would it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? You lose it. What would you profit if you come to God and get your fix and you die and go to hell? What was that? What was that? Do you know there's people in hell want to trade places with us? They ain't trading with me. Hallelujah. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus said in Luke 9:25 that the himself is the soul. Now, let me share this with you, and I'm just about done. God told me today, he talked to me in Bugalusa the other night, and I got to share this with y'all too, something he told me to share with you. But he talked to me. I was coming home and he showed me something. Do you all know that even though some of us are saved, all the stuff that we've been taught about salvation have been wrong. Not here. I'm talking about we've tapped into a lot of it. Do you not know the stuff that's being taught in the church and the stuff that we have learned have been wrong? Yeah, and I'm going to show you something. Do you know everybody take Ephesians 2 and verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And they said, it's unmerited favor. You got it free. That ain't what that verse say. You don't even have it yet. Salvation, as the Bible teach it, is a down payment. And the truth of the matter is, if I could say it like this, nobody is really saved right now. Let me clarify that, don't for that throw you off. We're saved by now positionally, but we're really not actually saved until it's done. Now, that's what the Bible teach. And I know that mess up all kinds of doctrine in the church, because everybody say, I'm saved. Some of them go as far to say, I'm sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You better hope that's your testimony at the end, because ain't nobody really saved yet. Now, we positionally saved by accepting Jesus Christ. But ain't nobody, according to this book, ain't nobody really saved yet until the end. Oh, let me just read this, then we'll move on, because I'm wrap it up. February the 1st, 2016. That was a couple of days ago, right? I was in Bugalusa, Louisiana at 8:20 p.m. to 8:25 p.m., and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and he just, I don't know who this for, maybe somebody online, I don't know, but I'm going to speak it out anyway, and I'm going to try to speak it Sunday, because some people look at kind of how I deal with things. I deal strongly, you know, I love Bishop Bridget, but I dealt a little strong there. And I do want to restore him. I deal strongly with preachers sometimes when they go bad, but it's for the saving of their soul. They don't understand that. And sometimes I deal a little strongly. Somebody apparently thought, man, apostles just too hard. Here's what the Spirit of the Lord said to whoever online or whatever. And he spoke this to me. I wouldn't write all this down if he didn't. The Spirit of the Lord said to me, anyone thinking that Curtis, myself, was too hard on the, is too hard on the clergy or too hard on Bishop Sunday and anybody else, then you don't really know God's voice like you should. You really don't believe God is standing with and behind Apostle Lewis. And he gave me the word, Apostle Lewis. And that will turn into the something that Satan will find in you on your evil day. Everybody got an evil day. The Bible said put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. When he come on that evil day, Satan launches an attack on all of us at times. You know, he always doing something in our life, but there are certain times when he just launches best. Everybody got an evil day. When Satan come, I'm just speaking in the atmosphere. If you don't close that crack, that's going to be the something that when he come, he going to find in you. Because he told me that was the something he found in Bishop. Because Bishop thought I was too hard. In the back of his mind, he thought I was too hard. Yeah. And let me finish what God told me. And he said, now, if anybody feel that way, that's the something. If you don't fix that crack, that's the something he going. Because when he come, he shouldn't find nothing in you. But if he come and you ain't done cleared some of them things up in your heart about your views of leadership and what God's doing here, that's going to be the something that he's going to find in you, just like it was a something he found in him in that day when he come. If you don't get your heart and thinking straight, and here's what he said. He said, I don't have time to play around with foolishness, sin, and people that don't know I'm moving right now. Now, that's him talking. He said, you don't have the time to tarry. He said, heaven is too real. Hell is too hot. Eternity is too long to play. If you think that was hard, just wait. So he told me to just release that. I don't know who that's for, but if you don't understand what's going on, you don't think I'm being moved by the Spirit, it's cool. But let me tell you something. God know what he's doing. And if you don't watch yourself, that'll be the something he'll find in you. He literally thought I was too hard. And God said, they don't understand how hard hell is. There are people in hell wish they can come sit under this and let the word beat them over the head now. If that's the term you want to use or the preachers want to use. Okay. All right. Ephesians 2:8. Here's what he told me. Boy, this blew me away. For by grace are you saved through faith. Now watch this. Through faith. He told me people think they saved. They save positionally, okay, because you're born again. You save positionally. But let's go back to the main teaching. People think they save, but he said, I said, for by grace are you saved through. You're not saved till you go through. I think you just saw it, Sister Peggy. I just saw it. He said, you're not saved till you go through. Well, to the end. Because Jesus said unto him that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So you saved through faith. The faith he was talking about is through the faith of Christ, not you exercising faith and I received the free gift, unmerited favor. That unmerited favor got most folks fooled, and that's why the doctrine is wrong. And folks thinking they saved justification by faith, they talking about just believing. And the Bible said the folks ain't even saved. For by grace are you saved. You saved through. You got to go through. 1 Peter 1:9. Receiving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. Brother Drew, that's clear? All right. Matthew 24:13. Jesus said unto him that endure to the end, same shall be saved. Jesus taught the apostles. Those apostles knew they wasn't saved yet. He told him in Luke, you can write these down, Luke 21:19. He said, guys, some of y'all going to get killed. He told him, I'm going to send apostles and prophets. He said, some of them y'all going to kill. You know why? Because them apostles and prophets came down and they wasn't playing, boy. They didn't play with them Pharisees. Y'all think I'm tough. I ain't nothing. Glory to God. And he said, some of y'all going to, and then he told the apostles, some of y'all going to die early. Some of y'all going to be crucified on crosses. Some of y'all going to be persecuted, spit up on, talked about. But those apostles knew. He said, Jesus told him, in your patience, you will possess your soul. In your patience, your soul going to be saved. And them apostles understood that. That's why they went all the way. You going to crucify me? Well, do it upside down then. Those apostles knew this, man of God. They understood this. And I understand this. I've been preaching so hard on the radio, and I've been coming against all these false doctrine. And that expositor of the Bible, I've been preached 2 weeks on that. And I don't know, somebody at Jimmy Swagger Ministry must be know where we live. They did. I walked outside today. There was a big old note on my door. Yeah, I don't know if I got my address anywhere. A big old note on my door. And they had took and highlighted all the ones about sin, how that Jesus done died for your sin, your sins don't matter, and you got a sin nature. I looked at it, and then had Paige think. I said, let me go see if this is the expositor. Came right out of the expositor. Church know where I live. I don't care. Come on, find me, because you can't do nothing. The Bible said, don't fear him that can harm the body. But fear him that can destroy the soul and the body in hell. I ain't scared of the devil. My wife ain't scared of the devil. We going to preach, because if you kill me, that's my promotion. Because in my patience, I possess my soul. When you know this going to be saved, that's why we living. Long as I know this going to be saved, you can be fearless. You can't hurt me. Yeah, I don't know how they found my house. Y'all better be praying for us. Minister Kissel, you pray for us. I don't care. We ain't scared. But anyway, for by grace are you saved through faith. He said people think they saved. They ain't saved. They ain't saved until they go through. Now don't get me wrong. Now we positionally saved by accepting Christ, being born again. Everybody understand that? But let's look at it in actuality. Ain't nobody really saved until we go through. And when you get through, do you know what the judgment seat of Christ is about? How you lived going through, how you conducted yourself in the household of faith going through, and all the preachers, if you didn't obey the ones that was over you, if you didn't humble yourself when you was corrected, that ain't gonna pass. God, they got to give an account for that. AJ, they got to give an account for that. God ain't gonna just excuse that. That's why I said obey them that have the rule over you. They watch for your soul. As they that must give account for your soul, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. Because if I have to give account for someone's soul in grief, the Bible said that's unprofitable for you. Now, we're all on the other side, I got to give account because I haven't given account yet. We're all on the other side. I got to give my account. You got your account ready of yourself. Now, I got to give an account of you. Now, I got an unfavorable account, and the Bible said if your leader give account and it's unfavorable, the Bible said that's unprofitable for you. I don't want to hear no unprofitable on the other side, because there ain't no repentance over there. It's too late now if it's unprofitable. Yeah, take care of it now. That's why the Bible said work out your salvation with fear and trembling right now. Glory to God. It's all about your soul. So it says in 1 Peter 1:9, the end of your faith, salvation of your soul. Hebrews 10:38. All the Bible matches what I'm preaching. Every bit of it. Hebrews 10:38-39 says, now the just shall live by faith. Now he was talking about the faith of Christ there. He ain't talking about you exercising faith. The faith of Christ. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul, watch this. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But Paul said, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but believe. We are of them that believe all the way to the saving of the soul, which takes place at the end. For by grace are you saved through faith. And then at the end, the Bible said, Jesus is the author and the finisher. Ain't nobody actually saved till they go through. To the end, when Jesus finishes, you have a down payment. Now, that's the church. I need to come out preaching it like that, because it's going to mess a lot of church folks up. Don't tell me I ain't saved. Okay, I won't. I'll let the Bible tell you. You ain't saved till you go through to the end. That's what the Bible say. Now, let me quote these. Y'all may not know it, but I really am just about finished. Hebrews 3 and 6. And like once you get cleaned up and you learn how to walk this walk, all you got to do is keep sin out the soul. Because the soul that sin it shall die. And Joseph Prince, I got the date wrote down. My wife, I don't know if you heard it or not. Or didn't I rewind that for you? Okay, I got it wrote down, date, time, everything. You can go verify it. He said that under grace, under the new covenant, you can sin. There's no more punishment for sin. There's no more penalty for sin. He's a liar and the truth is not in him. And somebody need to call him out. Because you got many unstable souls following that man. And if we want to sit around and play nice Christians and don't enlighten people, God going to hold some of us preachers accountable for not saying nothing. I won't be in that line. Okay, Hebrews 3 and 6 says this. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, verse 6. It says, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we? If, notice that if, I told you, for by grace are you saved through. You got to go through. That's why the if is there. If, hallelujah, we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of hope firm all the way to the end. At the end, the assessment is made. At the end, and we can know how the assessment is going to go based on obeying the book right now. If you obey this book and follow the Holy Ghost, don't violate your conscience, don't violate the word of God, you can predict or you can prophesy your future based on what you do right now. Because this book promises if you do what it says, there's a promise that it will go well and you will make it. All right. Hebrews 3:14 says, for we are made partakers of Christ if, see, we are saved, but for by grace are you saved through. You got to go through to the end, to the finish of the faith. Paul said, I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. You got to finish. It says, for we are made partakers of Christ if. That means you won't be made partaker. You receive Christ in this life, but if you don't go through, you still won't be made partakers of the rest of eternity. You got it right now, but that's why God said you become his workmanship, created unto good works, meaning that you walk out. And God has empowered you to walk this Bible out, put the Holy Ghost in you, now it's him in you, willing and to do of his good pleasure. So for those who teach you don't have to do nothing, for those who think you can't do it or shouldn't do it, you won't be saved in the end, according to this Bible. You're going to go into outer darkness where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. This message, man of God, matches everything in the Bible. And our salvation message in the church is completely different from what's being taught now. Completely different. Folks think they saved, but you saved by grace through faith. Through. You got to go through. Glory to God. Now I'm going to end right here.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. That's it for today. I thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. To call us, you can call at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. Apostle Lewis said, we love you. Thank God for you. See you on the next broadcast.